In today's Purgatory story, we will explore what happens when we don't have the proper reverence for God in our prayer. Please join me. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel, Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Catholic, although we have a special love for the souls in purgatory, for the Holy Eucharist, for the Blessed Mother. If you're new to this channel, please subscribe and hit the like button. And if you would like to support me in any way, check out down below in the description different ways that you can support this channel. But above all things, please pray for me. My friends, have you ever had the chance or the occurrence where you were talking bad about someone and you were saying this and you were saying that, and then you realized that they were listening to you and you felt so embarrassed, mostly because they became aware of what you had inside, and that inner disrespect that you had for them became revealed? How embarrassing that was. Or maybe you were sending some text messages about this or that person. Perhaps you were criticizing someone at work, although we should never do that. And somehow someone got wind of it and told them, and you felt so foolish for having those types of thoughts. Imagine how you will feel when God is judging us and he shows us and tells us, yes, I was listening to every word you said when you prayed. I was listening tenderly with my heart. And we will see all the many times that we were not so respectful, that we were not attentive, that we were not giving 100% of our attention to God, even though we know that we should. In today's Purgatory story, we will explore this a little bit deeper. So join me as we see what happens when we don't have that respect. We should treat holy things in a holy manner. All irreverence in religious exercises is extremely displeasing to God. When the Venerable Agnes of Langeac, of whom we have already spoken, was prioress of her convent, she very much recommended to her religious respect and fervor in their relations with God, reminding them of these words of Holy Scripture, "Accursed be he that doth the work of God with negligence." A sister of the community named Angelique died. The pious superior was praying near her tomb when she suddenly saw the deceased sister before her. Dressed in the religious habit, she felt at the same time as though a flame of fire touched her face. Sister Angelique thanked her for having stimulated her to fervor and particularly for having frequently made her repeat during life these words, "Accursed be he that doth the work of God with negligence." "Continue, mother," she added, "to urge the sisters to fervor. Let them serve God with the utmost diligence, love him with their whole heart, and with all the power of their soul. If they could but understand how rigorous are the torments of purgatory, they would never be guilty of the least neglect." The foregoing warning regards in special manner priests whose relations with God are continual and more sublime. Let them but therefore remember it always and never forget it whenever they offer to God the incense of prayer, whether they dispense the divine treasures of the sacraments, or whether at the altar they celebrate the mysteries of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. See what St. Peter Damian relates in his 14th letter to Desiderius. St. Severin, Archbishop of Cologne, edified his church by an example of all virtue. His apostolic life, his great labors for the extension of God's kingdom in souls, have merited for him the honors of canonization. Nevertheless, after his death, he appeared to one of the canons of his cathedral to ask for prayers. This worthy priest, not being able to understand that a holy prelate such as he had known Severin to be, could stand the need of prayers in the other life, the deceased bishop replied, "It is true, God gave me the grace to serve him with all my heart and to labor in his vineyard, but I often offended him by the haste with which I recited the holy office. The occupations of each day so absorbed my attention that when the hour of prayer came, I acquitted myself of that great duty without recollection, and sometimes at another hour than that appointed by the church. At this moment, I am expiating those infidelities, and God permits me to come and ask your prayers." The biography adds that Severin was 6 months in purgatory for that one fault. God wills that we should serve him with our whole heart and that we should avoid, insofar as the frailty of human nature will permit, even the slightest imperfections. But the care to please him and the fear of displeasing him must be accompanied by a humble confidence in his mercy. Jesus Christ has admonished us to hear those whom he has appointed in his place to be our spiritual guides as we should himself, and to follow the advice of our superior or confessor with perfect confidence. Thus, an excessive fear is an offense against his mercy. On November 12, 1643, Father Philip Straight of the Society of Jesus, a religious of great sanctity, died at the novitiate of Brunn in Bohemia. Every day he made his examination of conscience with the greatest care and acquired by this means great purity of soul. Some hours after his death, he appeared all radiant to one of the fathers of his order, Venerable Martin Strazetta. "One single fault," he said, "prevents me from going to heaven and detains me 8 hours in purgatory. It is that of not having sufficiently confided in the words of my superior, who in the last moments of my life strove to calm some little trouble of conscience. I ought to have regarded his words as the voice of God himself." So my friends, we learn from these examples that when we come to pray, place all distractions aside and all worries, and give yourself entirely to that prayer with great love and fervor for God and with much humility, trusting in his mercy and being fearful of displeasing, but not to the point where we lack trust in his mercy. Ask the Holy Spirit always before you even begin praying to help you to pray. Because when we give ourselves entirely to prayer, so many amazing things happen. And we want to avoid offending God and needing to be purified of these things in purgatory. My friends, God bless you. Thank you for joining me in today's video, and I'll see you in the next purgatory story.